Good morning.
So today we're going to discuss a major halachic issue that we face on a daily basis. And it's based on the following halacha. We know that we are mekayim different mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveray on a daily basis. We give someone a ride, we're mekayim a mitzvah, ostensibly. We go ahead and we give someone tzedakah, we're mekayim a mitzvah. Many mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveray come up on a daily basis. Someone does a job for us, so if you pay your worker on time, you're mekayim a mitzvah, b'yoymoy titein schara, to give him his wages in a timely fashion. And this is just a small list of examples of mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveray that apply to a regular from yid on a daily basis. So what's the major issue? The major issue is as follows. There's a sugya in Meseches Brachos Daf Yud Gimel where we find a machlekes tanoim, whether mitzvahs tzrichas kavona or mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavona, which means, when I fulfill a mitzvah, do I have to be aware that I am being mekayim a mitzvah in order for me to get credit for the mitzvah? Do you need to be cognizant that you are being mekayim mitzvahs boire, that you are fulfilling the mandate of the Ribbono Shel'olam in order for you to mekayim the mitzvah? Do you need to have that in mind? It's machlokes. And you know how we paskin? We paskin in Simen Samach, in Shulchan Aruch, that mitzvahs tzrichas kavona. That in order for you to fulfill a mitzvah asay, you must be aware that you're being mekayim the mitzvah when fulfilling the mitzvah. When you do the mitzvah, you have to be cognizant, you have to be aware. And if you don't have this in mind, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Now, so you're going to ask me, why am I all bent out of shape with respect to mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveray? So this should be a general problem when it comes to all performance of mitzvahs. So why am I focusing solely on mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveray? And the answer is that we can usually base our conduct on a famous psak of the Chayei Adam. This is a psak of the Chayei Adam that is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. And the Chayei Adam tells us something that really saves us from a tremendous amount of issues. Says the Chayei Adam, when I take a lulav, let's say, I take a esreg, a lulav, and I shake it. And I'm not thinking while doing this that I'm being mekayim the mitzvah. I still am mekayim the mitzvah, even though we paskin that mitzvah tzrichas kavona. Now, why is that? Explains the Chayei Adam. Why else would you be shaking the lulav? There's no other reason aside from being mekayim the mitzvah. There's no reason why a person would stamazoi shake a lulav and esrei. Obviously, it's inherent in this act that the person is doing, that he's doing so to be mekayim the mitzvah, because why else would he shake a lulav? Or, for instance, a person who blows a shofar. There's no reason why you would stamazoi blow a shofar unless you are trying to be mekayim the mitzvah. And therefore, says the Chayei Adam, something that you do that is inherently indicative of the fact that you're doing a mitzvah, even if you don't have overt and explicit kavanah that you're being mekayim the mitzvah, nevertheless, you're mekayim the mitzvah. It's automatic, it's axiomatic that what you're doing is a fulfillment of the mitzvah, and even if you don't have specific intent, you're mekayim the mitzvah, because it's automatic, it's a part of your inherent maisa. However, the issue now comes up when it comes to mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveray, and that is why it is the subject of our discussion, because you don't have this svara of the Chayei Adam to justify our behavior when it comes to mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveray. Because if I give someone a ride, is it obvious? Why else would you do that if not for the desire to be mekayim the mitzvah? That's not true. Maybe I'm just a good Samaritan. Even non-Jews do chasadim for people. Even non-Jews give people rides. It's something that is logical, and therefore you don't have any inherent indication in your act that it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah. And therefore, you don't have the Chayei Adam to justify not having kavana during the Yasiyas HaMitzvah. Or let's say a person who pays his barber. He goes to the barber, he gets a haircut, so he's mekayim a mitzvah b'yoyim etit n'schare if he gives him his wages on time. Now, you can't say, why else would you pay him on time if not for the Kiyama Mitzvah? because you have to pay him on time. When you get a haircut from someone, you obviously have to pay the barber in a timely fashion, and therefore there's no inherent raya, there's no inherent indication from your ma'isa that you're doing so to fulfill a mitzvah, and therefore you don't have the chayyadim. The question therefore is, how are we ever mekayim a mitzvah saseh when we do a mitzvah that is a chesed, that is a mitzvah bin adam l'chaveri? I give tzedakah. Maybe I'm just a nice person who gives charity. If an ani, if a poor person comes to your door, and you give him tzedakah, and you don't have in mind, I want to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah, l'chaveri, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. Mitzvah sriches kavana. You're only mekayim the mitzvah if you have intent. You don't have the justification of the chayyadim, that it's obvious from your ma'isa, because it's not obvious. Maybe you're just a nice person, you feel bad for this person who needs money. So this is a major, major problem. And in fact, some paiskim, in fact, paskin, that you're not mekayim the mitzvah, if it's binodim l'chaveri, if you don't have an awareness when you're doing the mitzvah, that you're doing so to mekayim a mitzvah. However, we do have to provide a limud zchus. We have to provide some rationale for those who don't have this in mind. And for some reason, it just feels that we have to come up with some rationale as to why you're mekayim the mitzvah, even if it's b'dam l'chaveri, even if you don't have explicit intent to mekayim the mitzvah. And it's all based on a maharit. The maharit is talking about a case where you had a child who inherited a large sum of money and then got very sick. And he was comatose, he was completely out of consciousness. And while in that state, the apotropos, the person who was appointed to take care of his assets, donated a significant amount of tzedakah as a schus for a refuah shleima for this child. So they donated some of this child's assets to tzedakah for his schus, and lamaisa, this person died, this child died, and subsequently the yorshim, the people who are going to inherit this child, come to the apotropos, come to the person who was appointed to take care of the child, and they said that you have to reimburse us. Who asked you to spend the money? Who asked you to pay all that money to tzedakah for a refuah shleima for this child? You had no right. Give us back the money. And they added, you weren't even mekayim a mitzvah. The child wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, because the mitzvah of tzedakah is a mitzvah which needs kavana. The child wasn't aware that he was mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. The child didn't know that he was giving tzedakah. So he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. You certainly have to reimburse us for every cent that you spent to try to get a schus for his refuah shleima. Says the Maharit, not so fast. Says the Maharit, the child was in fact mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. And our source, says the Maharit, is from a Sifri. The Sifri says that there's a mitzvah in the Torah called shicha. There's leket, shicha, peah. What's shicha? When you have someone harvesting the different produce and he leaves some, he forgets some in the field, and a pauper comes and takes it for himself. The person who dropped this piece of produce is mekayim the mitzvah of shicha. Now, this is a kiyum mitzvah without his knowledge. He doesn't know that he dropped it. It's shicha. He forgot about it. And he's mekayim the mitzvah. And says the Sifri, this is the basis for the rule that if a person goes ahead and walks on the street and lo and behold, a $10 bill falls out of his pocket, he drops some money unbeknownst to him, if an ani goes ahead and picks it up, this person is mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. And we derive this from shikha. Now, the lashon of the Sifri is not that he's mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah, but it says that he is blessed. He's a person who is blessed, which implies that he's mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. And says the Maharit, you see from here that when you come to the mitzvah of tzedakah, even if you don't have intent, you dropped it, it fell out of your pocket, you're still mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. The question is, what in fact is the pshat? I we paskin mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So you shouldn't fulfill the mitzvah because you need awareness. You need to be cognizant in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Says the Maharit, a very important answer. Mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveroi are fundamentally different than mitzvahs bein adam l'makom. The mitzvah bein adam l'chaveroi is the result. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the person to have assistance if he is in need of assistance. If you have a poor person, the purpose of tzedakah is to help him get back to where he wants to be financially. The point is the toitza, the point is the result, the outcome. And therefore, since what the Torah cares about when it comes to Be'enod L'chavera is the result, the fact that your worker will get his wages on time, the fact that the person will get his ride if he's in need of a ride, the fact that the ani will get his tzedaka, it's result-oriented. Therefore, we don't look at your awareness because you're only mechuyev, you're only obligated to have kavana when being mekayim a mitzvah if the mitzvah is in the actual act that you're performing, in the pu'ula, in the inherent action that takes place for the kiyum mitzvah, that's when we say mitzvah shuris kavana. But if the mitzvah is not designed to permeate the act, it's not focused on the act, rather it's result-oriented, you don't need kavana when you do the act. Says the Maharit, this, according to at least the Maharit, is the source for the rule that when it comes to mitzvah spinam l'chaveroi, you do not require kavana. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana is only a requirement when it comes to mitzvah spinam l'makom. When it comes to mitzvah spinam l'chaveroi, there's no requirement. And according to this Maharit, we have a limud zchus, we have a justification for people not having explicit kavana when being mekayim a mitzvah if it's spinam l'chaveroi, because they're basing it on this Maharit, who bases it on this Sifri, that you are mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah even if money falls out of your pocket unbeknownst to you. However, other Paiskim disagree. And other Paiskim say that no. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that if you take a look at the Sifri, it doesn't say that you're mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah if money falls out of your pocket. It says that you're blessed. Says the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, all we see from the Sifri is that you get a bracha. You get blessed if you have money that falls out of your pocket, which is picked up by a poor person. However, the mitzvah of tzedakah perhaps needs specific kavana, and for that, it's not sufficient if you happen to help the ani unbeknownst to you. At any rate, what comes out is that we have a machlekes apleiskim, and certainly l'chatchila, a person should try to be mechaven before being mekayim the mitzvah that is being adam l'chaveray, because you don't have the justification that we have provided to us from the Chayei Adam, and we therefore must make sure that we try to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah and other mitzvahs that pertain to Bein Adam L'Chaveroi according to all opinions. Have yourself a wonderful day.